Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, welcoming you to Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. We're live, on the air, and online right now, so you can be a part of the broadcast. If you have a question or need direction for the troublesome issues of real life, we invite you to call now. The number, 844-32-BASIC. That's 844-32-BASIC. Or the full number, 844-322-2742. This is Basic Gospel, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. We would love to hear from you on today's broadcast. 844-322-2742 is the number. We are starting a brand new month, and one of the most exciting topics that we could ever address as believers in Christ, and that's our identity in Christ.
Yes.
You know, identity is one of those big things that we're all seeking. We want to know who we are. And once we figure out who we are, then we can move forward and find out, well, why are we here? What's our purpose? But it all starts with identity. And so this is such a critical matter. And it's one of those issues of life that we are very confused about.
Yes.
Because there are all kinds of messages that are coming our way to try to get us to adopt the identities that are out there in the world. And those look good, they're alluring, they have some luster and shine and those sort of things, but they don't last, they don't endure. There's only one identity that can endure eternally, and that's our identity in Christ. That's why it's such an important topic, and it's so much fun to talk about. So we're going to meddle into your business a little this month, where you might step on some toes. But if you will stay with us throughout the month of June, I think you're going to come away with a solid understanding of who you are in Christ. And that's going to begin to shape everything that you do, all that you think. It's just going to be a powerful transformation that you will see in your own life. You will see things to start to happen in your relationships. Just this is such a critical piece that just finds its way into every single area of life. So we're going to talk about who you are in Christ. No better place to start than in the Gospel of John, first chapter, starting in verse 12. But all who did receive him, so Jesus had come unto his own, the people of Israel, they basically rejected him. And he recognizes that, and then he says this, but to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God.
Yes.
So identity is related to birth. So we're born into this world, and we bear the identity that our moms and dads give us. I have the same last name my mom and dad does. That's part of my identity. But when you trace that all the way back to our original family head, Adam, we really inherit his identity.
Yes.
And so he was created in the image of God. He sinned, and in sinning and rebelling against God and exchanging the truth of God for the lie of Satan, he took on a new identity, a fallen identity, an identity called sinner. And so that's the identity that we inherited at our physical birth.
Yes.
We come into this world sinners by name. But that's not a bad thing, because God sent Jesus into this world to save sinners.
Yes.
And when sinners are saved, they're born again into a new family. So no longer do we have Adam as our family head. Now we have Jesus Christ as our family head. And so he's the Son of God. And so we become children of God. And that happens through new birth. So if you're a believer in Christ Jesus, you've been born again into the family of God, which means you have a new identity that comes from God, and that identity is child of God. And that's an identity that will never change. You will wear that eternally. Why? Because that's who you are, and all creation will marvel as you stand with Jesus as one of his.
Mm-hmm.
There's no identity that's greater. You can't find a higher rung on the ladder of identities than child of God. And we didn't get there by pulling ourselves up by our bootstraps or by any other way other than new birth through faith in Jesus Christ. So, believer, you have an incredible identity in Christ. We're going to unpack that for you this month, and I think you're going to be blown away understanding who you are in Jesus. Yes. Well, and we have a wonderful resource that we're making available to you this month. It's called The Real You. We need to know who we are. We need to know the real me. You need to know the real you. Listener, you need to know the real you. We've created this wonderful resource called The Real You. It's available this month for a gift to Basic Gospel. All the information is on our homepage. A big icon right there in the middle that has The Real You. Just click that, follow all the instructions, and request your copy of this new CD series entitled The Real You. And speaking of that, we need your help this month. Yes. This is a critical month for Basic Gospel. This is our fiscal year end. It ends June 30th. We have a target of $199,000 to raise in the month of June. That may seem like a lot, but with the help of you and everyone listening, we can shatter that target. We can crush it. And that's what we want to see God do, is to crush that goal and to exceed it, so that we'll be well-positioned as we begin our new fiscal year, July 1st, to take advantage of some of the opportunities that are right there. I mean, the doors have swung wide open. Mm-hmm. With your help, with your financial gifts, we can move this ministry forward. We can expand and grow and reach many more people and connect them to the love of Jesus Christ and to help them understand their true identity in Jesus Christ. So we need your help. It's urgent. It's critical that we hear from you this month before June 30th with your most generous gift. So if you could help us today, we would greatly appreciate that. Just make your gift by going to basicgospel.net, clicking that icon on The Real You, follow the instructions. Just put in the information, put in the size of the gift that you want to give. A gift of $50, $100, $500, $1,000 will be so beneficial. Yes. And it will deliver this good news into the hearts of many more people around this world. So give generously, give today, basicgospel.net. We have open lines right now, 844-322-2742, 844-322-2742. If you have a question about your identity in Christ, we would love to hear from you right now. If you're watching us on Facebook Live or YouTube Live and you have a question that you would like to pose, just type that out in the comment section. We'll get to that on today's broadcast as well. Again, you can call 844-322-2742, or you can write your question in the comment section on our Facebook Live page. We would love to hear from you. This is Basic Gospel. I'm Bob Christopher, along with Richard Pfeiffer. Let's talk more about identity. When you grew up, Richard, how did identity shape you? Where did you try to find identity? And in finding that identity, what kind of meaning and purpose did it give you in life? And did that fall short?
A complicated question. And
loaded
and
question.
Could be a very long answer. Well, I looked for identity in two things. One was performance. I've always been a between-the-lines perfectionist kind of guy. I was that way as a kid. And the second was in music. God blessed me with the ability to play the piano and sing and do all that kind of stuff. And I literally lost myself in music. My wife could tell you that she knows how I feel by how I play. It's always been that way. Well, when I didn't understand who I was properly, I used those two things to get along in life. And amazingly, I got along quite well, because when you're a perfectionist and you excel at everything you try, you try limited things because you don't want to fail. So you only do the things you can succeed at. But people respond well to that, right? Parents, grandparents, teachers, other adults respond to children who do the right things the right way very well. And I enjoyed that. Same thing with music. You know, my dad loved that I played, and my grandparents loved that I played. But there was something missing, because the older I got, the more I realized I wasn't perfect. I couldn't be perfect behaviorally. I couldn't be perfect in school. I couldn't be perfect with the notes and the interpretation of the notes in the music. And this began to weigh on me. And all it did made me do, in the absence of any better teaching, was to try harder. You know, if you fall down, get up and do it again. Try harder, try harder, try harder. And, you know, by the time I was in my early 20s, I was so consumed with guilt over these failures that I thought were abject failures. And they are abject because you never share them with anybody. And you always right. assume the very worst. And so I did the next best thing. I decided to become a minister, and that would take care of the guilt. Wrong.
That just adds to it, doesn't it?
It just adds to the guilt. And, you know, long story short, finally began to learn about God's grace, finally began to learn that I was a forgiven person, but I still had this identity thing. And finally God came to me and said, Richard, I need you to give up music. And I said, I can't do that because I'll die. And he said, I know you will. That's a good thing. And we wrestled for weeks and months on that. And I finally gave in and gave up the musical thing, and the light went on. It was like 2 seconds later, the light went on, because I recognized that I had defined myself as a musician. And if I wasn't a musician, I was no one. And you can't live that way. You've got to have some kind of an identity. And when God finally convinced me to give that up, then he could show me what he meant in John 1.
Absolutely. And that's such an important thing. If you don't know who you are,
yeah.
you're going to grab a hold of anything.
Anything.
And that's why there's a lot of people that proudly go through life saying, I'm an alcoholic, or I'm a this, or I'm a that, and it's all related to negative behavior.
Yes.
Because at least they have an identity. If they lost that, then they would be lost.
Yeah,
all
you
hope
cease to exist.
All hope would be gone.
Yeah.
So when we're talking about identity, we're not talking about a small thing. It's not about thinking you're good looking or pretty or that sort of thing. It's really something that gets down into the very heart and soul
yeah.
of every aspect of our lives. We need to really know who we are. And there's nothing that can really address the needs of our hearts. There's no identity out there that can really dig in and really address those needs of our hearts like our identity in Christ.
Yes.
That's why this is so critical for me, Richard. I wanted to be a physician. Mm-hmm. So I was fairly smart in sciences and math, and so thought I would pursue pre-med in college, and I started down that path. Mm-hmm. And it you know, I lost all sense of who I was. I wanted that identity to be a physician, to be able to call myself a doctor,
yeah.
Because with that came respect, with that came some power, with that came some money, and those were the things that I wanted. And I thought being a doctor as my identity would grant me access to all those other things.
Yeah.
And yes, it could have. I mean, doctors are well-respected individuals in our society. One of the most respected professions. And so they proudly say, I'm a doctor. I wanted to be that guy. I wanted
yeah.
to be one of those guys. But at my junior year in college, I just lost all sense of meaning. You
yeah.
know, everything was meaningless to me. And so I needed to grab hold of truth and let truth set me free. And as I started to learn about this gospel message, as I started to learn the fact that Christ had made me alive together with him, it brought meaning back to my life. Why? Because it gave me a new identity, one that maybe the world wouldn't recognize. And the Bible
yeah.
talks about that. We're certainly going to address that in future broadcasts. But it was an identity that was sure, that was solid, that was unchangeable. And God's opinion of me always was going to stay constant. I was always a part of his family. I belong to him. His love was always there for me and is always there for me. And that's something I needed in life, and that's something that has shaped me and yeah. shaped the direction of my life and shaped how I live each and every day. And that's exactly what identity is supposed to do. If you're a doctor, if that's your identity, then you're only going to find fulfillment in living out what it means to be a doctor.
Yes.
If you don't practice medicine, you're just going to wither up and die. Mm-hmm. Why? Because you're not living out the purpose that your identity dictates. If you say, I'm a basketball player, that's who I am. Well, if you never play basketball, you're not living out your identity, and you're going to struggle in life.
Yeah.
Well, if you realize you're a child of God and you understand what that means, then finding purpose is going to simply be in living out who you are in Christ in this world today. It's really that simple, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
And this is not an issue of, okay, here's two guys talking about identity and they both ended up in ministry. It's not about being a minister. That's accidental, completely
yes.
accidental to the identity. And so when you learn who you really are in Christ, and that outside of Christ, you really have no identity that's worth having, then you accept Christ, you become his child, then everything else that's open to you, whatever job, wherever you live, whatever you do, who you marry, how many children you have, all of that is subservient to your identity. If any of that takes precedence over your identity, you're going to go smack headlong into a wall. It has to be that way.
Yes.
But if you are a child of God, then you're a child of God no matter what you do.
Right.
No matter where you live, no matter how much money you have or don't have. It's independent of all of those external things, but absolutely vital to the core of who you are in your life.
Yeah. So understanding that you're a child of God is going to elevate those roles that you fulfill in jobs and in other areas of your life. So if you go to medical school, you become a doctor and you start to practice, but you're practicing as a child of God.
Yes.
That's your identity. Then that's going to change the way that you practice medicine.
Yes.
It's going to elevate your purpose in doing what you're doing. If you're a teacher, and you recognize that you're a child of God teaching, mm-hmm. then it's going to elevate the nature of your teaching. It's going to put a sense of care and concern and compassion and everything else in it that may not be there if you were simply, quote, a teacher. That was
yeah.
your identity. You know, we have moms and dads. Those are amazing roles that we play as human beings. But we can take those on as identities. I'm a dad. I'm a mom. But if you do those roles as children of God, it's going to elevate the way that you do that, the way you carry out your role as a mother in this world, or the way you carry out your role as a father in this world. It just brings a whole new level of meaning and purpose to every aspect of life. So that's what this month is all about. It is about our identity in Christ. If you're a believer in Christ, you've been born again. You've been born again into the family of God. You're a child of God.
Yes.
That's who you are. Don't let anybody tell you differently. You will have the accuser come along and try to convince you that you're not a child of God. Mm-hmm. Tell them to go talk to somebody else. Stand firm. You've been born again
yeah.
into the family. You belong to Jesus. And because you belong to Jesus, you are a child of God. Make that declaration today. Maybe you're listening today and you have never really considered Jesus. Maybe you've asked a few questions here or there, but you've never come to that point where you fully received Jesus Christ. Let today be that day.
Yes.
Jesus was sent by God the Father into this world. He inhabited a body. He lived a perfectly sinless life that qualified him to be the sacrifice to take away your sins once and for all. He willingly, he gladly offered up himself as a propitiation for your sins. God the Father accepted his sacrifice on your behalf. But that wasn't the end of his work. He was buried to put an end to that old way of life, your old way of life.
Yeah.
And then he was raised from the dead. And he was raised from the dead. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of God the Father. He has now become a life-giving spirit, and he wants to give you life. He wants to give you new birth, to take you out of the family of Adam and place you into the family of Jesus. And in so doing, he will declare you to be a child of God. If that's never happened in your life, today, will you make it so? Will you simply bow your head and receive Jesus Christ? Confess with your lips today that Jesus is Lord. Believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, and you too will be saved. Born again into the family of God by the will of God, and in so doing, you will be a child of God forever. And what will that make us? Brothers and sisters in Christ. That's good news, isn't it?
It sure is.
Yeah. Well, this is Basic Gospel. I'm Bob Christopher along with Richard Pfeiffer. We welcome you. We have just a few minutes, but if you have a question that you would like to pose, 844-322-2742 is the number, 844-322-2742. Do we have an email question
we
today?
We do, and it really ties into this, and it's why it wasn't accidental that we followed last month's talk about emotions and depression and victory over that with identity. This person chose to write in anonymously. Thanks for being there to answer our biblical and heartfelt questions. I have been a believer for a long time, and I have seen God's hand work in my life. But certain situations come up where I feel the flesh drives to overcome me. I know better, but I still get anxious. I tell the enemy to leave by the blood of Jesus Christ, but I have to do it over and over again. I'm doubting, and I know I should not doubt, and there should be no anxiety. I know that in my spirit, but how can I stop in the flesh? I read scriptures, and the thoughts leave, and then the enemy tries again. I want it to stop. Thank you so much for the truth you share.
Well, I really appreciate that question. And here's how I would answer in just the short time that we have. He's fighting the enemy.
Yes.
And he's trying to win against the enemy. Jesus Christ has already defeated the enemy. He made a public mockery of Satan and all the forces of darkness on the cross. He disarmed them. And so the only thing that the enemy can do is accuse us. Well, it doesn't do us any good to listen to those accusations. Simply say, you know, God has already declared something else about me, and his word stands, yours does not. Yours is based on lies, and I'm going to believe truth. And here's truth. God has declared me righteous. By the blood of Jesus Christ, I stand in his righteousness, and that's where I'm going to stand. And in that righteousness, I have a new identity, child of God.
Yeah.
And stay right there. Don't try to fight a battle that's already won. Simply step into the victory that is already yours because of the shed blood of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
That's the way to go about living victoriously in this life.
My dad is a whole lot bigger than his dad.
Yes, indeed. Well, this is Basic Gospel. Thank you for joining us today. We certainly appreciate that. We'll be back tomorrow with a teaching edition.
Yes.
Tomorrow we're continuing in our series on hard passages. This Sunday is Pentecost, so we'll be addressing some of those hard passages that look at that topic of Pentecost. In the meantime, we need your financial gifts, your financial support today. If you can make a contribution, we would greatly appreciate it. Go to basicgospel.net, basicgospel.net, and give generously so that this message can continue going out. Thank you very much, and we'll see you tomorrow.